This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The worst-kept secret on Wall Street became public yesterday. Twitter is, in fact, going to go public. But it's going to be a stock offering with an unusual amount of secrecy, delayed access to the company's books, to start with. Marketplace's Queenie Kim explains the provisions of something known as the Jobs Act.
If Twitter had taken the traditional path to filing its IPO, right now we'd be flipping through hundreds of pages of documents detailing its business. But instead,
we don't know how much revenue Twitter earns. We don't know how much profit they earn. We don't know how much money they've spent. We don't know what their plans are for the future.
Steve Diamond is a professor at Santa Clara University School of Law. He says the idea behind the confidentiality rule is to smooth out the IPO process for emerging companies and let them work out some of the kinks before pulling back the curtain. Take Facebook, which took the traditional road to its IPO. It had to disclose that it wasn't really making any money on mobile, and it wasn't sure it could.
Their business model was running into problems.
And that, along with a lot of other problems, made Facebook's IPO really rocky. But Diamond says that may not be enough reason to move towards less transparency. Nate Elliott is an analyst at Forrester. He says it's assumed that Twitter's making money, but investors want to know how it's going to grow.
They have one primary line of business at this point, which is promoted tweets.
Twitter charges companies to take their tweets and direct them to a bigger audience. And the word is that audience may not be expanding as fast as it should be. But those numbers? That's right. We haven't seen them either. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.